This is Chuck Smith for Red River Radio News. If you consume fish caught from Louisiana waters, such as in lakes, ponds, and bayous, you'll be interested to learn that the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality has resumed its mercury testing program for fish. The program started in the early 1990s, but because of budget cuts, it was suspended in 2008. Al Hendricks, senior environmental scientist with the Department of Environmental Quality, State of Louisiana, explains what is being done now to determine the levels of mercury in Louisiana fish that wind up on the dinner table.
The original program was started with popular fishing areas, and so the current program is based on where advisories were set under the original program. We're revisiting those locations, and for this year, we started with the Lake Charles and Lafayette area because the regional staff that are most familiar with the process, they are in those two areas. So we're able to hit the ground running, so to speak, with those guys. And then we'll work our way around the state doing different regions each year.
The statewide mercury testing program has received enough funding to support 4 years of testing. And according to the DEQ, approximately 35 sites will be tested each year. As to where they will focus testing next is still to be determined.
We haven't fully investigated where we're going to go next. There are advisories statewide, as you probably know. There is a bit of a concentration in the North Shore area, north of Lake Pontchartrain, so that's a possibility. And then there's also a pretty good concentration up around the Washita River, so that's another possibility.
Currently, there are 48 fish consumption advisories in place on 85 water bodies around the state of Louisiana. Consuming fish with high levels of mercury can cause neurological problems, especially for infants and children. And pregnant women are also advised to limit fish consumption as well. To learn more, go to the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality or Department of Health and Hospitals websites and search for fish consumption advisories. You can also check our news link on redriverradio.org. For the Red River Radio News Network, I'm Chuck Smith.